That would not happen, they soon realized. On April 2nd, three Confederate officers visited the pair to inform them they had been found guilty and would be hanged in 2 days. Scully broke down from the news. Lewis, then just 27, was strong and calm, showing no fear of death. But he did start firing off letters to Catholic Bishop McGill and the British consul in Richmond, begging them to intervene in their case. The Catholic Church came through with Father Augustine L. McMullen, a priest from St. Peter's Cathedral, who showed up in their cells to minister to them the final 2 days. The clergyman probably was acting honorably, but Lewis did not trust him, convinced the good father was a Confederate plant. The morning of April 3rd, McMullen met with Scully and talked him into confessing what he knew about Webster. A rebel officer took Lewis into another room so he would not hear what his partner told the priest. When Lewis was finally sent back to his cell, he found Scully there calm and completely transformed, he said later. Lewis hoped Richmond's British consul would at least secure a delay of the execution so Washington could arrange their release through a prisoner exchange. But Frederick John Cridland, the acting consul in Richmond, showed up at his cell on April 3rd with not much to offer. George Moore, Richmond's consul, who hated Americans no matter whether they were from the North or the South, had sailed to England to escape the onset of Richmond's summer heat. Cridland was a seasoned diplomat used to handling difficult cases. But in this instance, there wasn't much the British government was willing to do for Lewis and Scully. Cridland was well aware that a British citizen who enlisted in a foreign military without royal approval forfeited his right to have Her Majesty's envoys bail him out. Lewis and Scully clearly had disobeyed British laws by working on behalf of the U.S. government, so neither was entitled now to British help. Before he visited Lewis, Cridland met with the Confederate officer presiding over the two men's cases, and the evidence that officer showed him left no doubt in his mind that Lewis and Scully were Union spies. Lewis admitted to Cridland that they were paid federal spies, but they were still British subjects, he heatedly argued, and he begged the acting consul to save their lives. Cridland, who Lewis thought was a fussy little man, reluctantly agreed to make a stab at intervening. The envoy met that same day with Davis and the Confederate Secretaries of State and War, asking that the executions be postponed until British diplomats gathered evidence on behalf of both men. The Confederate government would make no promises.